fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Sunday, the 27th day of January, 2008, welcome to the John Moore Show. I'm privileged to have a live studio audience today. My friend from Military Intelligence School 41 years ago this year, and I've become lifelong friends. He brought a young lady with him, and my wife, and that's my live studio audience, and they're listening and participating in the show today in that manner. I'm doing my research before the show, as I always do, and I'm finding Republic's website, republicbroadcasting.org's website, to be more and more helpful in that regard. And before I forget, I apologize last week on the 20th. We had a technical difficulty. The last half hour was a repeat from the week before. We may experience more technical problems this week, but my engineer, my able and very alert and bright engineer, and I are on top of this, I believe. And hopefully, if there is a technical difficulty, we will remedy it within a moment, a minute or two at the most. So we're on top of that. On the Republic website, I saw an interesting, there's lots of interesting articles, all of them are interesting, but one in particular is health-related, has to do with a plastic. It's been around since originally discovered in the 1890s, but has become prolific in the last 20 or so years. I hope I can say this without, pronounce it properly, bisphenol A. bisphenol A, bisphenol A, which that's as close as I can get to pronouncing it. Apparently, this type of plastic polymer material is every place. And we got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after the break. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure, Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is J.R. Mortis, Sunday the 27th of January, 2008, last Sunday of January. Okay, getting into the new year pretty good here. Before the break, I was talking about this type of plastic. It's actually a polymer used in plastic. I encourage you to read the article at republicbroadcasting.org. Educate yourself about what this substance is, what it does to human beings, especially unborn babies and children, and find out the ways that you can eliminate or dramatically decrease your exposure to this particular substance. I think we would all be well advised to educate ourselves on that. But during the break, there was a spot for my friend Freeze Dry Guy talking about his wonderful products and the free shipping. Here's the special he's running. It wasn't in the spot. A one-year supply of vegetables, this would be corn, green beans, and green peas. Three cases of each. Each case containing 18 number 10 cans. And now a number 10 can is the size of a 3-pound coffee can. This is a really big can of food here. That's three cases, each containing 18 cans each, one of corn, one of green beans, one of green peas, $320. It's less than a dollar a day for a one-year supply of vegetables. Now, that's a good deal. Now, that's an excellent deal. And in fact, you may want to consider incorporating freeze-dried food into your daily diet. And it's those of us who've been at this preparedness thing for a long time, there's an old saying, store what you eat and eat what you store. If we do have a short-term or, of course, a long-term crisis, you're going to have enough going on and enough emotional, physical, spiritual things to deal with without introducing unknown foods into your diet. That's why I encourage people to store what you eat and eat what you store. Having incorporated your storage foods into your regular diet at least once a week or once a month, whatever works for you, will take some of the edge off a transition from what we call normal life to life during a short-term or a long-term crisis. That will be a good thing for you. My name is John Moore. If you're a first-time listener to Republic or to my show, I do have a website. You can see my photograph and read my bio and see the fascinating, interesting, unusual products along with the not-so-unusual products. TheLibertyMan.com. That's my website address, TheLibertyMan.com. You'll hear bumper music from the various Bond movies and private detective TV shows. I've been a security professional and homicide detective and private investigator for 35 years. I was also in the U.S. Army Special Forces, U.S. Military Intelligence, Psychological Warfare in Vietnam. My entire military career, both active duty and reserves, was under the Special Forces umbrella. Well, actually, there was a few months with the Continental Intelligence Command. I have to apologize. There was a few months with those folks. But I've been at this a long time, at this being working with matters of great importance and with severe consequences. When you're defending the life of a man or a woman charged with a capital crime, i.e. murder, that's about as serious as things get. I've worked on civil matters involving large dollar amounts, the largest dollar amount being $100 million at risk of my client's money. I'm at a point in my career where I teach the lawyers. I teach seminars to lawyers for credit so they can get their law license renewed every year. I do teach a seminar to attorneys. And, of course, I've taught many investigators over the years various investigative techniques. So that's who I am. That's what I do. And the focus of the John Moore Show is preparedness. I will occasionally talk about political matters, and I frequently talk about health-related matters. The focus of this show primarily is preparedness. And everything and anything to do with that. I talk a lot about the coming earth changes. Quite frankly, we're having more frequent, more severe earth change related activity. And in that regard, we're talking about bizarre, severe weather related activity, seismic activity, and volcanism. You will continue to observe and see that seismic activity, volcanism, bizarre weather-related events will continue to become more severe and more frequent. If you want to know why, as opposed to guessing, you need a copy of my paper, No Need for Panic, available at my website. I can't afford to print these and mail them out without some compensation. They're $5 a piece. There's a couple of companion articles that I did not write, one from the United Nations, one from a Pentagon think tank, a civilian Pentagon think tank related to abrupt climate change. Once you read my paper, which is currently a 19-page article with footnotes, a bibliography, a list of websites. Once you read my paper and start going into the books in the bibliography, which was about 5,000 pages worth of books, you'll be up to speed on what's coming at us, why it's coming at us, and most important, drum roll please, when it's coming at us. We have here deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks on the 27th day of January 2008, spring flowers in bloom today. And birds sing this morning as if it was springtime. This is the dead of winter, or it's supposed to be. I've been walking around all afternoon in shirt sleeves and feeling quite comfortable in the sunshine. Four days ago, it was 5 degrees. Now, we're getting a real seesaw ride here this winter. Not much precip, either rain or snow. We've had an ongoing drought here in the Missouri Ozarks for a couple of years. A bit of relief from that, so enough precipitation to put some water back in these stock ponds. I can't comment on where the water table is. I've been told that the well drillers are busy drilling new wells and making older wells deeper. But the earth changes are underway, and if you want to understand why it's happening, if you want to understand when it's going to happen in terms of becoming really severe, you need my paper, no need for panic. Let's see what else we got here on my list of things to do. Well, I was talking about Freeze Dry Guy, and didn't talk about how to contact him. That's pretty important, isn't it? He has a website, freezedryguy.com. And a couple of phone numbers. His regular landline is 530-265-8333. The toll-free number is 866-404-3665. 866-404-3665. And my phone's ringing. It might be my engineer.
Yes. Hello? Hello?
Engineer, sorry. we have a lot of engineering going on here, and I apologize for that interruption. I've got a message here from Republic Broadcasting for everybody that lives anywhere within an hour or so drive of Parsons, Tennessee. Monday, February 4th, that will be a week from tomorrow, is going to be a Ron Paul meetup. These things are happening all over the United States, by the way, at a place called Granny's Kitchen. And the contact person is a woman named Cheyenne, and her phone number is 731-967-2933. 731-967-2933. The statewide coordinator for Ron Paul and for the state of Missouri is a friend of mine, Debbie Hopper. Debbie is a real go-getter political organizer. She's the kind of woman that will work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week for a candidate who has won her heart and that she believes in. Ron Paul has done that for Debbie Hopper. Debbie is an experienced political organizer, can put together a excellent statewide campaign in the state of Missouri, and Ron Paul could not have gotten a better statewide coordinator than Ms. Hopper for the state of Missouri. The Ron Paul candidacy is truly a political phenomenon. He's doing things that haven't been done previously, even with the Buchanan effort or any other that I'm aware of. And it's been phenomenal. It's been absolutely phenomenal. And I really don't believe that the powers that be, the people who ultimately control both parties, will allow that to happen and become candidate. We got a break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi friends, Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 27th day of January, 2008. I was talking to my friend, Professor Jim McCanny, a couple of days ago. He was not available to be on the air this week. We're going to try to schedule him to be on with me a week from today, the first Sunday in February. I'll be in contact with Mr. Harrington, the author of Emergency Survival Communications, about getting him back on here soon. And we'll be talking about that alien communication thing that McCanny was talking about last time he was on the air. The government's doing this, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. They don't spend millions of dollars setting up these huge arrays of radio telescopes just for the fun of it. There is communication taking place, and there's no reason, no technical reason anyway, why anybody with surplus 12-foot television satellite dish and a few other odds and ends can't do this. It may be encrypted. I don't know yet. We need to look deeper into that. What I'm seeing anyway, is confirmation coming together from various sources. It's a basic tenet of intelligence work that I learned in military intelligence school 40 years ago, that one of the things you look for is different researchers, different sources, reaching the same conclusion by different methods. And that's what I'm seeing when it comes to earth changes that are happening right now and will continue to become more severe. Confirmation from varied sources like Emmanuel Velikovsky and his work, Zechariah Sitchin and his work, Professor James McKinney, the work he's done and continues to do with his publishing and lectures, Major Ed Dames, U.S. military intelligence, retired, and, of course, the work I've been doing these past several years in publishing my paper, No Need for Panic. All these men, including myself, are reaching and coming to the same conclusion by different methods. And here's the methods. Zechariah Sitchin, he can pick up Babylonian clay tablets and read them like the newspaper. And the Babylonian clay tablets record the events of the 10th planet happening about 3,600 years ago in great detail. Dr. Emmanuel Velikovsky, who is now deceased, he's been deceased for a number of years, he did something that nobody had ever taken the time to do previously, and that was to reconcile the ancient calendars of the Hebrews in the Sinai Desert, the Chinese, the people of the Mayan culture, and the people in what's now Scandinavia, reconcile calendars from about 3,600 years ago on forward to the, from there. Professor McKinney, of course, his work is in astrophysics and weather, and he continues to do theoretical work and publish in those areas. Major Ed Dames, U.S. military intelligence, his last job in military intelligence was to develop a program similar to what the Russians were doing in the Russian intelligence community. And the Russians were using psychics for military intelligence purposes. Our people went at it from a slightly different angle. They took the known psychics with known track records, did diagnostic testing on them, and developed methods to train people that don't have proven psychic ability to use what's always there, their brain power, and develop methods to do remote viewing. And his website, by the way, is learnrv.com. I don't have a link yet, but I hope to soon. I have a link for my website, thelibertyman.com. In addition to the gentleman I just mentioned, I've been doing research, as it turns out, since the early 1980s, and matters related to the earth changes that are coming. And then more specifically, the last 3 to 5 years on matters related to earth changes by interviewing submarine veterans, both outside vendors and employees of the Department of Energy who worked on some of these projects and other methods. All of us, all the men I've mentioned and myself have reached similar conclusions about what's happened in the past, what's about to happen, and the timing of this, of these events. We're starting to see more and more distractions and false information. I'll mention a couple of them. Al Gore's movie, for example, would have you believe that 9 years in the future, abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels will start to get bad, and then about 2050, in the middle of the century, that will really get bad. Al Gore's timeline is the exact same timeline the federal government's been putting out through NASA and the Goddard Space Flight Institute. That's a fabrication. That's a lie. You'll also hear about the Mayan calendar and how things will start to get bad in 2012. That's a fabrication. That's a lie. The major events that we're concerned about, Professor McKinney and I have talked about this on a number of occasions, both privately and publicly, they'll pretty much be over by 2012. Break coming up. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It's Sunday, the 27th day of January, 2008. Now, I have two areas of expertise when it comes to what I do on the air here. One is general preparedness for any short-term or long-term crisis. The other is the coming earth changes and what that means and how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. However, I also independently keep up with and am very aware of the other crises that are either at the beginning or happening right now, as with a potential economic collapse, or what could happen any moments, such as a flu pandemic or a war-related event, such as what might be considered a terrorist attack or outright war. Any or all of these possibilities could proceed with more than one of them happening at the same time, or heaven forbid, all four of them happening at the same time. One does not preclude or exclude the other. So we need to keep that in mind. Earth changes do not mean we can't or won't have a major terrorist attack in American cities or war involving fighting on U.S. soil. Earth changes does not mean a flu pandemic can't or won't happen. Earth changes don't mean an economic collapse will cause social disruption and disorder. we certainly have, right at this moment on the 27th day of January 2008, what may well be the beginning of a major worldwide economic crisis to the point where it does lead to civil disorder and civil disruption. Absolutely, that could be in the process of taking place right now. It's hard to know what to believe. The mass media can do an excellent job of making things appear to be something else. I've watched probably 20 to 30 countries collapse as an adult these past 40 years all over the planet. And here's my observation of these 20 or 30 governments that have collapsed. And this goes for rather small, what sometimes might be called banana republics. Republic of South Vietnam, for example, was a fairly small government in comparison to the rest of the world. They being the South Vietnamese government, the Republic of Vietnam, were able to maintain some semblance of order and the possibility of repelling the invaders from North Vietnam up until about the last week, unless you were really paying close attention, about the last month. About the last month is when the final offensive coming down Highway 1, an armored column from North Vietnam was pushing its way south. The Republic of South Vietnam, the Republic of Vietnam, Army was able to do some fighting back and so forth and retreating. It was clear to a lot of observers, myself included, that this was going to be the final battle. The last few days, the last week, was the evacuation of the United States Embassy in Saigon, and quite frankly, that final week was an embarrassment. I was not proud to be an American when that was happening. What we did in abandoning our allies was quite frankly criminal, and it was wrong. But it happened, and the only point being, for the purpose of this conversation, is that governments have the ability to give the appearance of normalcy up until the very end. Even small governments have that ability. When it comes to a major power like the United States, they have even more ability to massage and manipulate the public record through the mass media and give that appearance far past the point where normalcy has ceased to be the case. And in this case, we're talking about the economy. We may be at that point. I'm getting warnings. Professor McCanny has issued warnings on his website. Other writers who I read on a regular basis, economic commentators, are issuing warnings that this may be the beginning of a complete and total economic collapse. I'm not sitting here qualified to tell you that's what's going on. That's not my expertise. I can tell you that what I'm seeing is very scary. It should be scary to any intelligent adult who has some awareness of how the world works and what happens under these conditions. Point being, ladies and gentlemen, preparedness is, can, and should be a way of life, especially if you have responsibility for children, pre-puberty children, and older people who are no longer capable of taking care of themselves without assistance. If you have those responsibilities, then it should take on an even greater sense of urgency. I know prior to my daughter being born, I had not given much thought to preparedness. I was in my mid-20s. As healthy as any reasonable young man could ever expect to be, with a solid base of knowledge from having been in combat, been in the U.S. Army Special Forces, and I had never given much thought to it because I did have all those skills, and that's who I was. Once I became responsible for an innocent human life in the form of a newborn baby, it changed my entire life. It changed my perspective. It changed my outlook. It changed how I did things, why I did things, when I did things. I began a lifelong quest of being diligent about my preparedness. And my caring for my daughter has now included caring for her children, my grandchildren, which were the counts up to three, and I think that's where we're going to cut it off. Regardless, I care for young people who cannot care for themselves. I have friends who are quite ready to turn over the responsibility of their grandchildren to their adult children parents, but I know that my lovely daughter and her wonderful husband don't have the skill base, the knowledge base that I have. They're wonderful people. They're bright people. They have educations, and they're productive. They aren't John Moore, however. They aren't. Whoever you are out there listening, you have the ability right now to acquire skills that will help save and protect innocent human life in the form of those innocents in your family, the very young and the very old. I don't know how long we've got. Do we have a year? Do we have 2 years? I hope we have 2 years. I hope so. That 2 years may only be a couple of months or a couple of weeks. My crystal ball's a little cloudy. I'm sorry. Make the best of the time you've got. Live a good life. I don't encourage people to become morose and stop their normal social interaction with friends and family, church, civic organizations, whatever it might be. I encourage people to have a normal life, plus incorporate reasonable preparedness, the acquisition of skills, perhaps making some of those skill acquisitions a social event in and of themselves, like ham radio, for example. These guys and gals in ham radio clubs, they're kind of a fun bunch to be around. And they have skills you can't learn or acquire otherwise, certainly not by reading a book. Same thing goes for any number of different things, like orienteering, for example, learning to use a map and compass and navigate cross-country. There's orienteering clubs in every good-sized community in the country. Probably any city of 250,000 or more is going to have an orienteering club. Hunting, fishing, medical skills, critical medical skills. Put that at the top of your list. If nothing else, get a Red Cross first aid training course and advanced CPR. Learn how to use one of these new defibrillator machines that are becoming so widespread. You can save a life. Put together a medical kit equal to your skill level. If you have only had Red Cross first aid, get a kit equal to that. If you want to take a time out in a one semester at the local junior college to get paramedics or EMT skills, that's the one semester, emergency medical technician, one semester of college. That one four-month, five-month semester will give you more emergency medical training than 95% of the people in this country. Just that one semester. If you go on to take three more and become a paramedic, you'll have more life-saving knowledge than 99% of the people in this country. You will. And it won't cost you a whole lot of time or money. And you can put together a medical kit that a medical doctor could make good use of, because the skills you learn, the life-saving skills you learn in those four semesters of junior college will put you just a notch below, in my opinion, from my knowledge and experience, will put just a notch below what a medical doctor can do in the field. When you take away the wonderful life-saving devices that medical doctors have access to in an emergency room, or even in one of these ambulances, which are the size of a small apartment, they're huge, and just give them a kit like what you'll have as a paramedic, the difference between their skill level and your skill level is not all that great, in my opinion. There is a difference, and they do have more skills, but it's not a huge difference when it comes to most trauma most of the time. blunt trauma, sharp instrument trauma, bullet wound trauma, broken legs, compound and non-compound fractures, and so forth. You can save lives. You really, really can do that. And that's a wonderful thing to be able to do. So put that at the top of the list. Number two should be emergency survival communications. There's a lot of this you can self-teach. My book that I offer at my website, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, is an excellent, excellent place to begin. Even if you do have some communication skills, there's areas in this book that you will gain new knowledge from. The book is written in layman's terms. You don't have to be a ham radio operator or electrical engineer to understand the principles put forth in this book. It's written in simple layman's terms that any person of normal intelligence can understand. I was talking to Freeze Dry Guy the other day, and if you're listening, Freeze Dry Guy, I still haven't got your order for two copies of the book, but I've got a couple of reserved waiting for you. And he and I were talking about another communications guy that he knows, a former Special Forces Camo man, and these guys are, by the way, and he wants to introduce me to him. Effective immediate wireless radio communication. If you weren't paying attention during Hurricane Katrina, you should have figured out then, hopefully you were paying attention, that effective immediate wireless radio communication can and will save lives. Not having effective immediate radio communication can cost lives. Absolutely it can, absolutely it will. And using these radios is not as simplistic as using a cell phone. A cell phone is a radio, by the way. There's more to it. There are things you must know to use this equipment properly and effectively. To keep it powered up and operating, when the power grid's down, it takes a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of equipment. Not terribly expensive equipment and not a whole lot of knowledge, but it does take some. And antenna technology. Antennas and the cable that connects it called coax. Antennas is where it's at when it comes to both receiving and transmitting. During a short-term or a long-term crisis, you need to do what I did the morning of September 11th, 2001. I got up my communications equipment on the dining room table and set up a communications station that went 24 hours a day for the next week. We worked in shifts, myself, my adult daughter, and myself. The three of us took shifts monitoring the emergency frequencies. The fire departments, the paramedics, the police departments, the National Weather Service, the broadcast radio and broadcast television station, Citizens Band. We monitored all those frequencies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a week. That was a short-term crisis. The morning of September 11th, 2001, acts of war were being committed. We now know that the acts of war were probably an inside job, but nonetheless, they were acts of war. And we, at that point in time, up until noon that day, Central Time, as far as I could tell, we were at war. And I was prepared to deal with it accordingly to protect my family. You have to know these things, ladies and gentlemen. It's an absolute must. You absolutely must have the wherewithal to monitor the emergency frequencies, both at home and in your motor vehicles. It's not an option. I set up my vehicles to monitor the emergency frequencies on the road, to monitor the Citizens Band Channel 19, the trucker station on the road, to monitor the ham frequencies, and, of course, be able to talk on them when I'm on the road. And I rarely get surprised by what's going on out there in terms of drunk drivers, drivers who are driving in a careless and imprudent manner, traffic construction jamming up highways, causing roadblocks that you have to get around. I rarely get surprised by those things and get delayed by them because I do monitor these frequencies. And it can, and like I said a few moments ago, it can become a hobby. It can be fun. Doesn't, as hobbies go, the ham radio hobby is not, doesn't have to be a terribly expensive one compared to some of the other things like Bing, for example, or fly fishing or photography. You can spend thousands of dollars on photography equipment. It's not, it doesn't have to be a terribly expensive hobby, and it's one that does have some real world application in terms of helping you on a daily basis when you're out there on the road. Break coming up. The call in number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a maybe to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. 6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It's on the 27th of January, 2008. I've mentioned it before, but the gentleman before me, Mr. Phillips, the more I hear the man, the more respect I have for him. The advice he gives is very solid advice, This is obviously a man who talks about things that he's done. I just like I do, I talk about things that I've done. It's always a mistake to try to write about something you haven't done, or try to explain something or advise people to do something that you haven't personally done. That's what Mr. Phillips does. That's what I do. We talk about and write about the things that we've personally participated in, things that we've personally done. It's a massive difference. And if you hear somebody talking about something that they haven't done and you have, you'll figure it out pretty quick. There will be no doubt in your mind after 10 minutes of listening to the person talk about whatever that topic might be. So, my point being, I encourage folks to listen to Mr. Phillips when they have the opportunity, either live or in the archives. Getting back to preparedness, we've got a few minutes before the top of the hour break. It should be a lifestyle. Something that you incorporate into your normal life, becomes part of your normal life. It is, quite frankly, a bit schizophrenic. You may scratch your head, what the hell is Moore talking about now? Well, to the outside world, you're living what appears to be a normal life with your profession, your home, your mortgage, your church, social events, family and friends, social interaction on one hand. On the other, this is a schizophrenic part, on the other, you're making prudent preparations for the end of what we call normal life, either for a short-term duration, 3 days to a week, or a long-term, which could run for months or even years. And that, quite frankly, it is a bit schizophrenic. However, it is the way it is. I've talked about this with my friends and associates who understand the same things that I understand. And it just becomes part of who we are. It just becomes part of who we are to continue our normal life, our profession, social interaction, family and friends, while at the same time making reasonable and prudent preparations. And I think we may have Tom. Are you there, sir?
Yeah. Good afternoon, John.
Mr. Harrington, good afternoon,
yes, sir.
What's on your mind today?
Well, last couple of weeks or so, I've been, for some of my other friends that are, preparing for some communications equipment, I did a little involvement in looking, for, communications equipment that was out there.
Right.
And I tried about four of the amateur radio people and also the internet for basically I was looking for NOAA weather information. Any of the receivers that, could pick that up.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I found so many I couldn't believe it.
It's
they
become quite
there.
Popular. I've seen them incorporated in CB radios also.
There were a lot of those. But I kind of centered around the
we got the top of the hour break. Hold on, please, Tom. Top of the hour break. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be back and talk about communications. Hold on, please.